The sounds of the season. You gotta like that stuff. It's time now for our visit with Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim.
Well, I right up front, I have to tell you thank you because I stopped by the office the other afternoon as you instructed me to do, and I got big calendars, and I got those over to the church made some special requests as they always do, and I helped as the delivery man on that, so I'm happy to do that. And they love them, I can tell you that. So thank you too. I went to your business. I at Mason City All Risk Insurance. I bumped into Alice and Delina, and they were saying, "Listen, if you're going by, would you grab me a couple of the calendars?" And then Alice said, "Well, I like those little bitty smaller ones, you know." And so I said, "Well, okay, I'll see what they have for me." And I'm telling you, your staff, they fixed me up with everything. I've got a new Mason City All Risk Insurance calendar hanging right behind me right now, and it's good stuff. Good stuff. So greatly appreciated. And then the check that you wrote to put in the kettle for the Salvation Army, I handed that directly to the major, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Well, I think that the Salvation Army, excuse me, Tim, is definitely local. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, we get bombarded in the mail by donating to this, donating to that. And Mason City All Risk is really, really, really trying to focus on the local situations, businesses, you know, charities, whatever we can do. So Dave kind of picks and chooses.
Well, that was greatly appreciated, and you're right, because with that, the kettle drive money, that stays right here and goes to work, not just at Christmas time, but all year long to help people in our community. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. Appreciate that a lot.
You guys are certainly welcome, and got a couple little things this morning. You know, you and I, we do a little shenanigans on the radio, but sometimes we talk about insurance situations.
Sometimes, and yeah.
Managing risk or whatever, and a couple little topics came to mind this morning. One thing, we got a December 15th deadline for a health insurance program called the Exchange Plan. Okay, it used to be typically referred to as Obamacare. This is a health insurance plan that you can obtain, you know, for low income people or whatever, so they can make sure they have some kind of health insurance. So if you think you might qualify for something like that, please give Bernadette a call at Mason City All Risk, and just ask. Just tell her your situation, and she'll be able to analyze it and see if you do qualify.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's good.
So that's the business work there, December 15th. And they're not very friendly on that. They don't mean December 16th or December 15th and a half. They mean December 15th, okay?
Got it.
So get that done. And also, you and I, Tim, are probably seeing a lot of Christmas decorating this year. Part of it's due to the nice weather. A lot of it's doing that people just want to focus on something else right now. Focus on some positive things. So that's cool. I'm seeing a lot more live Christmas trees going up and down the road in the back of people's cars and their pickup trucks or whatever. So being years ago, when my wife and I used to put up a live tree, it brings to mind, make sure you take care of the wiring, make sure everything's sound and safe as far as the lights go on the tree and everything, plug-ins and all that kind of stuff. But more importantly, if you have a live tree, guess what? It does need water. So please water it. Have it, you know, on the bottom there. You'd be surprised how much water that thing will just keep on soaking up, and it'll keep that tree greener and a little softer a little longer. So just a heads up for people that maybe typically have not used a live tree for many, many years. So It will still take up water, folks. Believe me. Give it a try, and you'll find out. So that's just a couple little seasonal things that bring to mind this morning that maybe somebody will hear this, and it'll help them.
Well, that's a good thing. It's been a number of years since we've done a live tree at our house. But, you know, we've got kids in the family and so forth that have got live trees up and so on. And you're right. They do. They soak up a lot of water. And sometimes you put water in and you think it's enough water that's going to last. And then you realize that the dog has lapped up the water that was in that.
knocked off half the ornaments on the bottom and drank the water, right?
Yeah. And then you wonder why the needles are falling all over the floor and the tree is so dry. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, hey, that's risk management, right?
That's risk management. Yeah, and you got to be careful for fire hazards and so forth. All of those things come into play this time of year, Dave.
Exactly. Mother Nature has been extremely kind to us so far this fall, early winter. So, you know, we're taking advantage of it, doing everything we can to get our outside stuff done. And things are in good shape. Looks like it might be for another couple of days. So keep our fingers crossed and keep on moving forward, right?
Yeah, I've got some outside stuff I'm going to take care of this afternoon myself. I'm going to get a lawn chair out, and I'm just going to sit there.
Cool. I put some bird seed out this morning. I think I'll do the same thing here. Just count the different birds that come around. How's that?
You know, that's my plan, too. I've got the bird feeder going, and if I can get a little bit of that sunshine to come up over the top of my house this afternoon, I could probably fall asleep in a lawn chair outside later on today real easy.
Wow. Whatever. December 10th today, right?
Yes, it is. December 10th is, you know, but it's all good things. And, you know, when we can look forward to snow because I know it's going to happen. We guarantee that.
We do. You know, we're in North Iowa. It's a given. You know, so just be thankful for what we got going on now. And, you know, everybody be safe out there. Yeah, we look like a bunch of Martians when you come into the building. Everybody's got the mask doing thing and whatever. And so, but it's just the sign of the times. We have to do that right now. Thank you to the customers that have worn masks and stuff when they come in to make payments or come in to check on their policies. Believe it or not, even the good old boys, even the farmers coming in are wearing masks, Tim. So,
yep. Oh, I know. I saw that when I was in picking up calendars. Your staff was terrific, you know, as far as the masks and social distancing and yet still able to work with me. And it was great. It was really, really great.
Appreciate that. Like I said, I started out this whole thing several weeks or months ago. I said, you know, crew, we just have to communicate and use some common sense. And we will navigate our way through this. We will. Can't say everything's going to be perfect, but please just communicate with each other. If somebody don't feel good or something, stay home for a while. You know, use some common sense. If it's a hangnail or something on your toe or something, that's a different deal, okay? But just use some common sense and keep on keeping on, right?
You betcha. We have to. Hey, Dave, always good to talk to you. How do people reach you? Is there a phone number you can tell everybody how they get to you, that top secret number available this morning?
Well, yeah, I did pay the phone bill last week, so we still have that 1-800-427-8785 or 423-8785 local. Ring in there. You'll more than likely get Margaret on the phone the first thing and just say, hey, I want to talk about this or that or the other thing. And she'll direct you to the right person and get the job done. So, and also, you know, you can swing by the 1415 South Monroe and put your mask on and swing on in and get one of those, cool calendars. Otherwise, in July, Dave's going to have a special on them, okay? So I'd appreciate coming in and getting them right now so you can use them.
Oh, they're good. No, very, very nice variety of things. It was really nice. So I appreciate that an awful lot, too. Dave, thanks.
You were
thanks.
Probably there before the crew did the Christmas decorating in the hallway then, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't get all of the deck. Should I come back?
You can peek in the window.
Oh, okay. All right.
They did some nice decorating this year in different doorways and hallway and stuff like that. So,
nice.
I mean, you know, they are no different than anybody else. They just wanted to, hey, let's do it. Let's put everything out we got and keep on trucking.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, you have a great day. I hope you get a chance to sit outside, maybe enjoy some of that sunshine yourself later on.
What number of suntan lotion should we use? SPF 15 or 50 or what do you think? All righty.
I'll probably have a stocking cap on. I'm not going to worry too much.
Okay, there'll just be them little peepholes.
That's probably it right there.
All right, folks.
Have a good one, Dave.
You bet, Tim. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, see you later. It's Dave Bernhardt with us from Mason City All Risk Insurance on AM 1300 KGLO.